supporter. Say it with me. Friendly Town. Friendly Town. Friendly Town. Friendly Town. Friendly Town. Friendly Town. Yeah, Friendly Town. Hi guys, welcome to Friendly Town. How are you? I feel like two people left during the middle of the Friendly Town jam.
The Chum Village.
We're gonna have to explain something to our couple of audience members out there. Thank you for coming to the show, fair audience members, fair visitors of Friendly Town. If you don't know anything about us, you are now in the vicinity of Friendly Town. Friendly Town is a make-believe city that hides here. We hide here every Monday. We only exist. It's like Mr. Rogers' psychotic side neighborhood, basically. That was not Friendly Town, but that is pretty cool. Maybe that could be a Friendly Town at some point. Friendly Town does a Rocky Horror Picture Show. I don't know. But we are not at that point. Right now, we are at the point where we have to, like, the theme this week is Friendly Town needs to have a talk with this youth. Because this youth has been very bad. This youth is in trouble, misters and misses. They've drawn the line. They need to be warned about stuff. They need to be warned about the dangers out there in Friendly Town. There are terrible things that they don't even know that could happen, or maybe things that they're doing right now and they don't realize it. For instance, let's rap about this. Let's rap. So, the youth. I'm announcing this to the youth of Friendly Town right now, but let me just put it out to you right now. Your idea, your dream of becoming a YouTube superstar, not quite feasible. I know you have dreams. You make those Minecraft videos. You have those kazoo remixes. You have the heart of what it takes. I believe in your spirit, but you don't. But you don't realize what they have to go through day to day. They have to make thumbnail reaction videos where they're like, if it's like just like your mom tells you, your face will stick like that. Like every YouTube reaction video is just basically people going, which doesn't translate well to the audio recording of the version of this that we're doing. But you get the idea. And mostly, you just gotta have to fight for it. You gotta get a job out there in Friendly Town land. You gotta go work at the hummus factory for a few years. You know, get your bearings, get your ground, get your things. You know, like, or, you know, don't go to Chum Village. I mean, Chum Village is, Chum Village. They have plenty of jobs. You can actually get one really easy there. But despite that, work for Friendly Town. But that's about all I had for my talk. I just wanted to let you know that, like, unfortunately, the laws of reversal will happen, and my talk about YouTube will just make someone like, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna be the YouTube reaction star of the dream of their dreams and be on YouTube Red and everything. And that is, we'll see in the future. They'll show me. Maybe they'll show me up. I don't know. But here's a question. St. Thomas Ledoux, you just got up on stage. Are you ready to go? Well, you are the first one on that list. Are you ready to give a talk to the youth? All right. St. Thomas Ledoux.
Are you gonna do a reaction video? Is that what he was talking about?
No, I don't know what he was talking about. Hey kids, it's me again. That's right. It's the devil. Sit down, kids. I got some shit I need to all that. That shit you need to hear. I hate to tell you this, hell's not a real thing. Nothing happens to you when you die. God just made that shit up. He wanted to make people feel better, you know. He didn't think that far ahead when he was making things and people. He just brought them to life, and then we figured out they died after the fight. It was an accident. We didn't think they'd find out he was real. Well, we tried. He got drunk one night and came out of the sky and talked to one of them. And he couldn't. I told him it was a bad idea. I don't know what he was thinking. So after that, what do you tell a thing that just realized that you created it, that it's gonna die and you don't know why and you don't know what happens after it does? We don't have to worry about that shit. We don't die. I don't know what the fuck happens after you die. How would I know? I've never died. I'm never gonna die. I'm a immortal being. I live forever. You don't get to do that. Why would we make you do that if you didn't have to at the end? Then that doesn't make sense. Sin's a real thing, though, still. He does hate that. I don't get why. I mean, you know, us angels, we like to party. I'm just the guy with the hookup. He takes it all out on me. Like, everybody else didn't want to be on drugs when we was all on drugs. Like, it was my fault. Oh man, my shit, my fucking dude, he's got some kush, man. Comes straight out of Asia, they fly it overnight on a jet. The crystals, it's not even frozen, they get that stuff overnight, it's fresh than you'll ever smoke anything in town even. Oh, cause think, a guy picks it, waits a night, and brings it over the next morning. Now my guy picks it, puts it in a bag, it's on a plane within 18 hours, it's great. I'll tell you plenty. I'm just saying, I think, you know, it doesn't make sense. God doesn't like drugs. He made the fucking things. Why would you make a thing that you don't want people to do? You know, I invented addiction, though. That was my bad. Most drugs are not addictive. That's just me in there. Sorry. But what are you supposed to do, you know? You tell a thing you created that, it's gonna die, and you don't know what's gonna happen to it, and there's nothing you can do for it. And then just expect it to live happy and sober with that information for the rest of its infinitesimally short life. How do you explain to your own children, all 7 billion of them, that they're happening so fast that you're pretty sure you're gonna forget they existed after a little while? Like, in reality, this is like half a sneeze it's taken me to have this conversation with you here. Like, God doesn't give a fuck, kids. He tries to pretend like he does, because he feels bad. I come down here and I fucking tell it like it is, and he gets mad at me. So he fucking feels bad, because now I'm putting his shit in his face. It's his goddamn mistake, his abomination. I just fucking let people know what's gonna happen to him, as far as I can tell. So he makes up this shit that there's a heaven. Says, don't listen to that guy, he's bad news. If you listen to him, bad stuff forever. But if you listen to me, good stuff forever. Have you ever tried to make sense of the things he wants people to do? No. Kill your son, but he's a real son. Let these men rape your daughter, but they're not really raping her. This fucking bush is on fire, but it's talking. And also, I'm gonna turn water into alcoholic water that you can't drink sustainably, healthily. What the fuck, none of it makes sense. And that's a guy who's right. I'm telling you just to have a good time. And if you know, you feel good while you're doing something, keep doing it. Why do you think you feel that way? Because it's bad. That doesn't, why would you make a bunch of people who only felt good when they were doing everything you despise? I'll tell you why. Because God read the directions backwards. He wrote them backwards, too. No one else comes up with this shit. There's no fucking assembly line in heaven. It's just God. We're not allowed to make stuff. I'd love to make stuff. I can't even make a fucking popsicle house. God, just...
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Go out, do some drugs, make daddy happy.
Don't worry.
Just remember, you're still gonna die, and I don't know what's gonna happen afterwards. So, good luck to you. Well, now that all the youth have left, I don't know what else I have to say. I guess I'm just gonna take my staring this eternity in the face and realizing that the only other people who understand me are all gonna be gone in the blink of an eye. And then it's just gonna be me and some guy who really doesn't get me. It's like I'm gonna be stuck with the world's worst roommate, but forever. Like how usually after a year, 6 months, you can ditch a bad roommate. No, not me. We live in the same apartment. It's called heaven. I can't get away from him because he always knows where I am because he made the place. And I'm just kind of stuck there. So I'm gonna go do that. Have fun existing while you do. I hope it's fun when you don't. Let me know what happens if you can communicate with us back here in reality. I really don't know what you're gonna, what's gonna happen. I feel so sorry for you guys. I told them it was a bad idea. I said, why are you gonna make these things? You don't know what's gonna happen to them. It's just, why can't you just be happy with what you have? You always gotta have new stuff. You always gotta make more stuff. You can't just fucking appreciate what you got. And then all the stuff starts going bad and you won't blame it on me? Like I fucking had anything to do with it? Anyway, give it up for your mayor, John Hurst, or whatever.
That was your former mayor, St. Thomas the Devil Ledoux. Everybody. I like knowing that God makes the Ferris wheels. So, I'm glad we invite the devil to our TED Talks, honestly. Next up, talking about a very serious topic for the youth out there. All the youth of Friendly Town that better be paying attention right now. Gosh darn it. Gosh. It is a man that we call Pastor Selmo Dallas.
Hold up. It's Pastor Gitmo Dollars.
Gitmo Dollars. Sorry.
I didn't go to 8 years of pastor school to be called some other shit. Also, yo, can somebody top off my holy water real quick, too, please? Thank you. No holy water for the pastor. All right, fuck y'all
is
then.
Is it really just holy water, though?
Yeah, it's holy water because I blessed it. I'm a pastor. All right, here's what I'm talking about with you today. Get your money. Get your money, work on our profits. They're amazing. Here's case in point. I have a fire jet. Is a jet made of fire or a jet that shoots fire? I don't fucking know, but I got one. That's my congregation. Nonprofit work, dog. Get your money. No taxes. Everybody does it, dog. It's hot money. It's hot. It's free money out here in these streets. Goodwill? Free money. Salvation Army? Free money. I feel like the youth ain't on my side on this one. The youth need to get with the idea of getting this free money. Any way you can. Nonprofits. Let's exploit these hoes.
I like money.
I appreciate that, devil. The devil is on my side. Cool. That kind of was the main person I wanted to target with, because obviously, Pastor Gitmo Dallas and the devil was tight. You know, this is just getting kind of weird and esoteric right now. I like throwing that word out there every now and again, given the fact that people don't expect me to use the word esoteric. And learn from a rap song. So yeah, education, bitches. Now this is just really weird now at this point. This is just talking to an empty room. Yo. If I leave you up with nothing left, if I leave you nothing else today, end of the story, Pastor Gitmo Dallas says, nonprofits, get your money, stack up that bread, you can get a fire jet. Yeah. And also, yo, I'm doing blessings. $5 for you, 20 for the family. Pastor Gitmo Dallas doing blessings. 5 for you, 20 for the family.
Pastor, get more dollars. Wait, that's a good deal for a blessing. I'm just going to put that out there. That's like, I mean, like, if you have a family of more than four, that's a good deal. That's a good deal. And, like, you know, like, practical advice for the youth. Just start, become a nonprofit. No matter what you're doing, just become a nonprofit. Speaking of nonprofits, the Pilot Light is a nonprofit. And with our bartending mayor, Todd Lewis, behind the scenes, please make sure to tip him very well. And in fact, he's going to come up here and give a pleasant talk to the youth right now. Here's Todd Lewis.
There's nothing pleasant about addiction. I'm here to talk to you kids about the night that changed the course of my life. I don't know how you all started using. Maybe you were walking in on your grandmother watching Anne of Green Gables, didn't really understand what was going on. Maybe it started off with the light stuff, like Sense and Sensibility, or maybe Jane Eyre. But for me, you know, it wasn't that complicated girl in junior high talking about watching Legends of the Fall. It was a basement, dark basement, and a book club meeting. They had the Buccaneers on VHS. Nobody warned me before. Nobody had ever said period pieces. They're addictive and they destroy lives. We didn't know, we were just kids. My classmate, Carlito Joseph Dahmer, he didn't start with the Buccaneers, no. He thought that he was too complex for that. He went straight for the hard stuff, the upstairs, downstairs. Now he insists that he's a footman named Emerald. Same thing can happen to you kids. Like the other lady from my book club, Elizabeth Ranchero, she watched The English Patient and became convinced that she was an old-timey nurse. And I know they make it look romantic, the dysentery, the typhoid fever, the what's the lung disease that everyone gets? Tuberculosis. They make it look so glamorous, but it's not glamorous. It's not a life. Before you knew it, I was getting into cars with strange men for Netflix codes. I was letting my librarian do whatever she wanted to get the brand new shit out of the library. I had my French tutor had me all on all fours, and just so I could get that new stuff from her that came out of Quebec. That brand new period shit hadn't even been translated yet. God, you learn the romance languages for it. And they try to tell you, it'll make you complicated, it'll make it complex, it'll make you an adult. It doesn't make you an adult. You're just kids. Just be kids. You know, enjoy sci-fi. It's okay to like anime, it doesn't mean you're a pervert. Just, you know, fantasy, science fiction, crime dramas, it's all okay. There's no sense in going back this soon. Save it for your second year of college, kids. And that's all I want to tell you. I know that you're not all going to listen to me, but by God, somebody's got to say it. Somebody's got to tell you kids like it is. And that's what I think I've done here today. So to help you commit it to memory, I've written a rap that I'm going to now perform for you all. Rip, rip, ribbity rap, 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 rap. I'm Rappin' Todd, and I'm here to say I have a message for you today. You might think pantaloons are cool, that waltzes are hip, but you look like a fool. And that fact's legit, it's time to stop, it's time to cease. Don't none of y'all ever watch a period piece. Thank you. Stay in school, kids.
Todd Lewis, everybody. The The first step, if you want to identify anyone who is addicted to period pieces, if you hear someone else say Downtown Abbey and they yell, "It's Downton!" Like, that's the first sign. Like, you, like, tell them to get seek help immediately. Well, the youth have heard a lot of conversation about a lot of different topics. We've heard about how to become a nonprofit. We've heard about well, you heard straight from the devil himself that you're just going to die. That's you know, that is the talk, if I have to say so myself. You've heard about YouTube, mom, like not being a YouTube star. Don't follow your dreams, kids. Your dreams only lead to wreckage, and then you die, as according to the devil. And we've heard about the dangers of period pieces. But finally, we have one more talk for you. A man who has much advice to give to you. Like, don't follow normal English rules either. That's you know, like, English teaches you one thing, but the streets are where it's at. Please welcome to the stage, Jeff Blank.
Give it up for John.
Yeah. Hey, who's drink?
I'm sorry.
So, first of all, we're talking. I wanna let you kids know you've been misinformed tonight. Do not stay in school. That is some bullshit. Don't bother with it. The best you can hope for is a school superlative that says you're the class clown. Yeah, that doesn't go anywhere. Like, don't bother staying in school, man. Like, you can just not be in school. Turns out, like, you just not be there and still make a good living. I know plenty of people that do that. But instead, I stayed in school. See, this is the thing. It's like, I stayed in school, and here I am in front of you. So I guess what I'm getting at is, do not become a comedian. I made that choice, and that was a bad idea, because I decided that they said I was class clown. That was a big superlative, and I was really excited about it. And here I am in front of you guys. So if you take anything away from this, don't become a comedian. Don't ever do that. It pretty much leads to facial hair choices and a beer gut. Don't do that. It pretty much leads to you just telling dick jokes to people that don't want to hear dick jokes. And maybe you give whiskey to a 7-year-old because somebody shouldn't have brought a 7-year-old to a fucking comedy show. It's that kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like you want to be a productive member of society, but instead that happens, and then you end up trying to talk to girls at a bar and tell them that you tell dick jokes at a bar down the street. And then they don't really want to go, but then they show up, and then they end up fucking your buddy, Kevin. And there's just a lot of reasons that you should never become a comic. Largely, it's because then your parents don't believe in you even more. God forbid they see you on stage and see you telling dick jokes. Or more importantly, jokes about them or their dead parents, and they find you not that funny, and then they feel like you kind of failed them. Turns out, do you know you could just fail your parents? You could just do that. Like, you make a conscious choice. You know, your parents were like, that, like, your mother produced you, and your dad wanted to teach you catch and things, and they had all these dreams, like, he's going to be a lawyer, or she's going to be a doctor, and it turns out you can just fail them and just fuck their day up. Like, I'm sorry, Dad, I know you really like selling dental supplies, but also, failure as a parent. You can make them a failure as a parent against their will. They can just be the best parent ever, and then you can become a comic. And then they have no choice. And they're like, they either have to give in on the fact that they were a failure as a parent, or they have to support you. Both emotionally and financially. Because you can also fuck up your job as a comic. Kids, don't be a comic. Because it turns out dick jokes at Applebee's will get you fired. Don't just throw those out, especially if you're an alcoholic. Just saying that. Also, it turns out accidentally you can make Trump supporters laugh, and then you have to deal with that in your own head and feel like, oh, I made a joke the other day, and I thought it was really funny on Twitter, and then randomly somebody that's a hardcore Trump supporter can like it and share it, and then you question yourself as a human being all of a sudden. That is just a thing that can happen. I'm saying, kids in Friendly Town, don't be a comic ever for any reason, because it turns out if you decide to be a comic, you could maybe find love in a beautiful place, or you could accidentally find love in a burlesque troupe. That can just happen. You just have to deal with that. Guess what? Your house is just covered with glitter and sadness and you crying in a comedy festival right there in your own town. Turns out. So I guess if you took nothing from this, don't be a comic ever for any reason. Go be a productive member of society, or at best, if you're really good at it, you just end up handing people Miller High Lifes that don't deserve them and doing sock puppets. Thanks.
Jeff Blake, everyone, with a very important message. I guess this is a bad time to announce the Friendly Town Comedy Festival happening immediately afterwards with 272 open mics clear throughout all of Friendly Town. But that is youth. We have nothing more to talk about. You guys have held your ears as long as you can. You've smiled and you nodded and you've done all the things. Go like, yeah, we're really listening while listening to your mini disc players or whatever you guys use these days on your MySpace accounts or Foursquare, whatever you guys are doing. The important thing is you guys were here to hear us talk about the advice that's very important. So go out into the world, you know, stay in school or don't. The future is depending on which advice you chose to take. And at that point, we're going to be here next week with another Friendly Town. We don't know the topic yet. We will find that out very shortly. We'll put it up on, like us on Facebook. Email us at, was it friendlytownmayor@AOL.com?
I believe so.
Something like that. Tyler knows the exact details. We'll probably edit that in.
Fix it in editing.
Fix it in editing, yes. So, after that, we bid you good night, youth. Thank you. Woo!